It's the post-match show after Liverpool have beaten Fulham comfortably by 2-0. I've got Pete Bolster, I've got Jacob Anna, I've got Kev Walsh. And Kev, it's comfortable. Listen, they have a bit of a go second half. They're a mid-table team. They're a top half team at the point of kicking off. So they're always going to have a little bit of a go. But Liverpool are the better side just before they score. Then they score and they take the game away from them. They should go and make it 3. But it's the sort of game that you win at home when you're quite good. And the way you win it is because you're quite good. And fucking hell, it feels a relief to just be able to say, quite good.
Do you know what? It's funny because I wasn't as comfortable as maybe you were in that first half. You know, thought we were great first 25, 30.
No, that's
like
fair.
That. And then I thought, they just had a couple of chances, a couple of close calls. Not like ground shattering. But a little bit of me was thinking, I've fucking seen this one before.
Not today.
Yeah. So I was thinking, please don't let it happen. And they had 2 chances, and then what we did today, which we haven't been doing all season, is we went, nah, fuck this, bang, scored the goal, and then bang, scored the second, end of contest. To be honest, we could have all shook hands at that point and gone home, couldn't we, which would have been lovely to do, to be honest, because that second half was boring, but had a bit in your hand off for a boring 2-0 before the ball was kicked today, so no complaints from me.
There can be no complaints, Pete. The first goal, let's be clear where it comes from, he's remarkably exciting rear winger mower. And it's a tremendous finish, it really is. You got to see, you know, at times, lads are running off the back of him. At times, there's a little bit of him not picking it up where he needs to in his own half. But then you got to see exactly what he's capable of, which is that there's no other 17-year-old on the planet apart from Yamal. If he's still 17, he's doing that sort of thing. It's phenomenal stuff from him.
It's so exciting. Like you've just said there, there's not many players in the whole world on that left-hand side who can score a goal like that. The fact that he just whipped it in, he used both defenders as a bit of a disguise just to whip it round. And I was just like, I was in the corner of the stand and I was just watching it, like, complete. You see the keel, and I've just looked at it back, and it was as good as I remember as it when I'm watching it first time. But he was fantastic. He offers that penetration. He offers that, like, bit of pace and that danger, and the fact that he brings other players into play, and that for me is why he should be playing a little bit more. And he's the youngest goal scorer now ever to score a league goal for Liverpool, which just shows you how incredible he is.
There's a lad on the other flank who scores his 256th goal for Liverpool, Jay, and lads were running off the back of him as well.
Yeah.
And he was at times losing out in his own half as well, and you're able to put up with it all if, as well, he does what he does, which is get it out there in his left foot, bend it round, almost symmetrical, the two things. Start of a career, end of a Liverpool career. But they just completely changed our entire programme for the day. Two goals, phenomenal from Salah.
100%, like, that's the Mo Salah we know. That's the Mo Salah we signed 9 years ago. That's the Mo Salah to prove himself over the last 9 years. Very similar goals, and the fact that, like, the ball went wide, got played through, comes to him, and you'd back Mo Salah all day there, wouldn't you? 100%, but, like, great performance from everyone on the team. I thought, like, they were all bossed. I thought, like, they're all really good. They all had a job to do. They all played the job really, 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 like, really well.